With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States, its European allies, and a dwindling number of veterans are marking the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. It was one of the most important and deadly battles in World War II. It stopped Adolf Hitler's last-ditch offensive and opened the day for a full Nazi defeat. New rules to limit overdraft bank fees getting illegal pushback, correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Some banks and banking trade groups are suing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over a finalized rule that limits overdraft fees that banks can charge. The rule is part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees that hit consumers on everyday purchases, including banking services. The new rule sets a cap of $5 for an overdraft fee. The group claims that the CFPB is exceeding its authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, prosecutors in Texas will seek the death penalty for two Venezuelan men who are accused of killing a 12-year-old Houston girl after they entered the U.S. illegally. The death of Jocelyn Nungari was among several cases this year that became flashpoints in the debate over the nation's immigration policies. Political observer Ben Domenech says it makes no sense for Democrats to criticize Donald Trump for recruiting wealthy entrepreneurs to fill high-level positions in his administration.
Especially given that one of the biggest problems we've had over the years in Washington, as you know, is all the people who come in who haven't made money, who are looking at their future through the lens of which jobs am I going to end up with after I'm done here.
He says those who've already made a lot of wealth in the private sector don't need to worry about how they may cash in on their experience. The Dow dropping 63 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 28. This is SRN News. A satanic display in New Hampshire has been destroyed.
The goat-headed statue set up outside the State House in Concord to mock Christmas lasted less than 48 hours. Somebody smashed it into several pieces one night, leaving behind a cross, a Christmas ornament, and a Santa hat. The Satanic Temple has made it a holiday tradition of erecting images of Satan near nativity scenes all across the country, but lately those displays are being smashed almost as soon as they appear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under new rules adopted by the British Lawn Tennis Association, men will be barred from competing in the women's category of most domestic tournaments. The governing body issued its new transgender policy, saying it had to find a balance between competitive fairness and inclusion. The rules do not apply to tournaments such as Wimbledon or ATP or WTA events held in Britain. That's because the LTA is not in charge of those competitions. This is SRN News. The fall of former President Bashar al-Assad in Syria has more ramifications. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The search for Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad is underway one day after rebel forces completed a lightning campaign that toppled the Assad regime that ruled Syria for more than 50 years in a remarkably short time. To secure its position, Israel attacked military installations and destroyed weapons facilities across Syria. Prime Minister Netanyahu boasted the brief final campaign was made possible by the pressure Israel maintained on Iran and Hezbollah. The whereabouts of Assad is not known, but some believe he flew out of Syria via Damascus, some suggesting his plane was shot down based on erratic radar tracking. Israeli forces are already deployed on the Golan Heights and elsewhere. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.